Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating trend we observed in the first half of November, a notable surge in companies announcing what are commonly called annual increases.
That's right. 14 companies, all within a two-week span, chose this period to roll out adjustments. It's a really interesting phenomenon because annual increases can mean so many things, from employee salaries and wages to dividend payouts or even price hikes on products.
Exactly. And the concentration of these announcements is what really caught our attention. It suggests something more than just routine operations, it hints at a coordinated response to prevailing economic conditions. We often think about inflation, a company's own performance, and other economic signals when these kinds of adjustments are made.
It really makes you wonder what we first associate with annual increases. Is it our own paychecks, the stock market's performance, or the rising cost of groceries? But beyond the general concept, it's the specific companies making these moves that tell a bigger story, and in this case, two names really stood out.
Absolutely. Leading this pack of 14 were ADP and Snap-on. Now, they might seem quite different at first glance, but their announcements together offer a compelling snapshot of the current economic landscape. Let's start with ADP.
ADP is a titan in the payroll and HR services industry. They manage payroll for millions of employees and provide essential HR solutions for businesses of all sizes. Because of their central role, ADP's pronouncements are often seen as bellwethers for the broader labor market and overall business sentiment.
When ADP signals an annual increase, it's not just about their own employees. It suggests they're observing trends in wage growth across the economy and perhaps feel confident about the stability and predictability of employment for their clients. This could mean businesses feel secure enough to commit to higher labor costs, indicating a positive outlook on hiring and retention.
Then we have Snap-on, a company that really resonates with skilled professionals. They're renowned for their high-quality tools, diagnostic equipment, and services, mainly for the automotive, aerospace, and heavy equipment industries. When Snap-on announces an increase, it's often interpreted as a signal of strength and sustained demand within these critical skilled trades.
That implies that the mechanics, technicians, and engineers relying on Snap-on's products are experiencing robust business. They might be working more hours, servicing more vehicles, or undertaking more complex projects. This translates to increased consumer spending on professional tools and signals healthy activity in industrial and manufacturing sectors.
So, what does it mean when both ADP and Snap-on signal increases simultaneously? ADP reflects the pulse of employment and HR trends economy-wide, while Snap-on speaks to the vitality of skilled trades and industrial demand. Their joint announcements suggest a dual-pronged economic strength, a stable labor market with underlying wage growth, plus robust activity and spending power in key professional sectors.
This combination is particularly noteworthy. It's not just one sector booming, it's a broader signal suggesting resilience and forward momentum. But while ADP and Snap-on grab headlines, they are part of a larger trend, with 12 other companies joining this wave, making early November a significant indicator of corporate financial health and strategic outlook.
Moving on to the drivers behind these November announcements, the significance of 14 companies across various industries making these announcements in such a concentrated period can't be overstated. It points to a broader economic current.
Several factors likely converge here. First, end-of-year financial planning and budget cycles are huge. Companies usually finalize their budgets and plans for the upcoming year in the latter half of the year, making early November a prime time to roll out decisions affecting compensation, dividends, and pricing.
And then, of course, there's the persistent response to inflation. Throughout the year, inflation necessitates upward adjustments to maintain purchasing power and competitive standing. This could mean wage increases to help employees cope with rising costs or price increases for products to offset higher input costs.
Thirdly, many of these companies might be recognizing strong performance throughout the year. If revenues have exceeded expectations and profitability has been healthy, announcing increases is a way to reward stakeholders, employees through raises or bonuses, or shareholders through increased dividends. It's also a signal of confidence in continued success.
And finally, these can be strategic moves. In a competitive labor market, offering attractive compensation is crucial for talent retention. Similarly, adjusting prices can be a strategic move to maintain market share or signal product value. It's a multi-pronged approach.
While we don't have the full list of all 14 companies, we can hypothesize about the sectors they might represent. Given ADP's role in services and Snap-on's in industrial goods, this cluster might include companies from technology, healthcare, consumer staples, or financial services sectors that often navigate inflation and labor dynamics.
For example, a tech company might announce increased compensation to attract engineers, a healthcare provider might adjust wages for staffing demands, and a consumer staples company might signal dividend increases reflecting stable revenues. Visualizing this trend would be compelling, a graphic showing these logos converging in early November.
This concentration isn't random, it points to underlying economic currents affecting multiple industries simultaneously, suggesting widespread economic stability or a shared imperative to adapt. Now, let's really dig into the economic undercurrents driving this: inflation, wages, and corporate confidence.
The inflation aspect is key. Persistent inflation means the cost of raw materials, energy, and labor all tend to rise. To maintain profit margins, companies often pass these increased costs on to consumers through higher prices. This is that cost-push inflation we hear about.
In the context of these November announcements, it's highly probable companies are factoring in the sustained inflationary pressures they've faced. Recent inflation figures, whether moderating or persistent, directly influence these decisions. This directly leads us to the wage growth component.
When companies announce salary increases, it raises questions about the labor market. Is it a tight market where companies compete fiercely for talent? Or is it simply a response to employee demands for cost of living adjustments? Often, it's a blend of both.
Annual increases can include merit-based raises and cost of living adjustments. The fact that so many companies are making these suggests either a competitive labor market or that inflation's impact on employees' purchasing power is significant enough to warrant proactive increases.
Beyond inflation and wages, these announcements are a powerful barometer of corporate confidence and outlook. Increasing salaries or dividends generally signals a belief in the company's ability to sustain or grow future revenue and profitability. They're making a commitment based on forward-looking projections.
This is in direct contrast to companies holding back on spending or freezing hiring, which often signals caution or uncertainty. Therefore, this wave of increases suggests a prevailing sentiment of optimism, or at least calculated confidence, within a significant segment of the corporate world. It implies they foresee continued demand and a stable enough economic environment.
Now, let's talk about the ripple effects for employees, investors, and competitors. For employees and consumers, the implications are twofold. On one hand, higher wages or dividends can be welcome, offering greater financial flexibility, especially with rising costs.
But there's a caveat: the risk of increased prices for goods and services. If companies are raising wages, they're likely also implementing price hikes to cover those costs. This creates a delicate balance where earning more doesn't necessarily mean increased purchasing power if the cost of living rises just as fast.
It prompts the question, how do these trends impact personal finances? Are you seeing higher paychecks, but also noticing your grocery bills and utility costs climbing at a similar pace? It's a crucial balance to strike.
For investors, these announcements offer valuable signals about company health and potential returns. An increased dividend is a direct indicator of profitability and commitment to shareholders. For salary increases, it can signal a healthy business investing in its workforce for future productivity.
However, investors also need to scrutinize the impact on corporate margins. Are these increases sustainable, or are they eating into profits? Understanding sector-specific dynamics is also key. Is it a strategic investment or a reactive measure?
And what about businesses not making these increases? For them, this wave from competitors can create significant pressure. They might face increased competition for talent if other companies offer better compensation packages. They may also need to reevaluate their pricing strategies.
Businesses operating in challenging environments might explore alternative strategies like improving efficiency or automation, rather than relying on broad-based increases. Ultimately, these November announcements serve as a snapshot, highlighting the interconnectedness of employees, investors, and businesses.
Let's delve into the strategic timing and future implications of these annual adjustments. These 14 companies making announcements in early November are more than just isolated decisions, they're a valuable snapshot of corporate thinking and the prevailing sentiment.
The forward-looking nature is crucial. When a company commits to higher wages, dividends, or prices, they're signaling their expectations for the coming year. What we need to watch is how these initial signals play out in the subsequent months.
Will other companies follow suit, or will some pull back if economic conditions shift? Will consumer spending align with these projected increases, or will inflation continue to exert pressure? It's a dynamic situation to monitor.
It's important to remember these 14 companies don't represent the entire economic picture. They are indicators, valuable pieces of a larger puzzle. Their actions provide insight into trends, but they don't dictate the future. Broader economic factors will continue to shape outcomes.
However, the patterns we observe can offer clues that might influence broader economic policy discussions. For instance, widespread wage increases might inform central banks about inflationary pressures or labor market tightness.
So, keeping an eye on such corporate signals isn't just for economists or investors. It's a way for anyone interested in economic health to stay informed. These announcements, like those from ADP and Snap-on, provide tangible data points.
They help us understand the complex, ever-shifting currents of the economy and remind us that business decisions are deeply intertwined with broader societal and economic trends. Paying attention to these signals gives us a better perspective on where we've been, where we are, and potentially, where we're headed.
Let's transition to the conclusion, summarizing these points. This concentrated period of announcements really acts as an economic barometer, a snapshot of corporate thinking as they finalize plans and budgets for the year ahead. And the reasons are multifaceted.
We've covered the cyclical nature of financial planning, the ongoing battle against inflation, and the recognition of strong year-end performance. But let's dig into the strategic implications a bit deeper. Consider the concept of sticky wages.
Wages are often resistant to falling, and they can be somewhat sticky upwards too. When companies see sustained growth or a tight labor market, they're more inclined to raise wages. Once established, it's difficult to roll them back due to morale, retention, and competitive pressures.
So, these early November announcements aren't just about the current moment, they're setting a new baseline for labor costs. It's a proactive stance, perhaps anticipating continued demand or aiming to lock in talent before competitors can. The timing is also crucial.
Announcing increases in early November, before the holiday spending surge and year-end closing, allows companies to communicate plans clearly and implement them smoothly at the start of the new year. It provides a positive narrative heading into year-end.
Think about it from an HR perspective. Doing this in November allows ample time for payroll system updates and clear communication to employees well in advance. And circling back to inflation, companies are keenly aware of real wages, the value of earnings adjusted for inflation.
Announcing a salary increase that barely keeps pace with inflation might be seen as neutral, maintaining the real wage. But an increase that significantly outpaces inflation signals either a very healthy company or one operating in a highly competitive labor market where it needs to offer a compelling premium.
The fact that multiple companies are doing this suggests many are either able to absorb inflationary pressures and still offer real wage growth, or they're strategically investing in their workforce, betting on future productivity and loyalty. This can impact consumer behavior.
If employees are receiving higher wages broadly, it can lead to increased consumer spending, fueling demand and creating a virtuous cycle. However, this cycle is delicate. If price increases outpace wage increases, consumer spending can stagnate as purchasing power erodes.
The early November announcements are a critical data point for understanding the potential trajectory of consumer demand. We also mentioned other types of increases, like dividend payouts. A company announcing increased dividends signals confidence in future earnings and commitment to investors.
This is particularly attractive in times of economic uncertainty. For stable sectors like consumer staples, increased dividends signal financial health. Conversely, a tech company might prioritize reinvesting earnings back into R&D or expansion.
Product pricing increases are, of course, a direct response to rising costs. When a company announces a price hike, it's often framed as necessary to maintain quality, invest in innovation, or cover escalating operational expenses. Widespread announcements could indicate systemic economic shifts.
Imagine a specialized component manufacturer raising prices due to rising raw material costs, while Snap-on raises wages for its skilled workers. This illustrates how interconnected these decisions are, with one company's actions rippling outwards.
Consider the ripple effect on smaller businesses. A small retailer might face higher wholesale costs from manufacturers who announced price increases, while also needing to keep employee wages competitive with larger corporations. This puts them in a difficult position.
They might have to absorb costs, reducing margins, or pass them on, potentially losing customers. This highlights how broad corporate announcements impact the economic landscape at all levels. The fact that 14 companies chose this specific window is statistically significant.
It points to a shared economic outlook and a synchronized approach to financial planning. It's as if many businesses collectively decided, now is the time. This collective action can influence broader economic indicators, like aggregate demand and inflation figures.
We can even draw parallels to phenomena like Black Friday sales, a period of concentrated consumer activity. The clustering of these announcements suggests a similar economic surge, where significant financial decisions are being made and communicated.
So, what does this mean for the future? These early November announcements serve as a forward-looking indicator. They set the stage for the year ahead. If these trends continue, we can anticipate sustained wage growth, potentially higher consumer spending, and ongoing inflationary pressures that companies are actively managing.
It's also important to consider potential divergence. While 14 companies made these announcements, others might be facing economic headwinds and unable to afford such increases. This divergence creates market dynamism. The actions of the leading pack set a tone, but others' reactions will shape the narrative.
For example, if a major retailer doesn't announce wage increases while others do, it could signal significant challenges within that sector, potentially reducing consumer spending from a large demographic. Conversely, a tech giant announcing substantial increases reinforces the narrative of a competitive tech labor market.
The key takeaway is that these announcements, especially when clustered, offer a valuable lens into the economic landscape. They provide concrete evidence of corporate strategies and expectations, reflecting the complex interplay of inflation, labor dynamics, consumer behavior, and investor sentiment.
ADP and Snap-on, as prominent figures in this wave, serve as excellent case studies, illustrating how different sectors interpret and respond to these overarching economic forces. Their joint announcements in early November are interconnected signals that contribute to a broader understanding of where the economy might be heading.
And as we move further into the year, observing how these initial signals play out will be critical for navigating the economic future. It's a dynamic process, and these early November announcements are a significant marker in that ongoing journey.
So, to recap our discussion on the November surge of annual business increases, we've covered the introduction, the bellwethers like ADP and Snap-on, the multifaceted drivers such as inflation and corporate confidence, and the ripple effects for various stakeholders.
We also explored the strategic timing and future implications, and in our conclusion, we touched upon sticky wages, the impact on real wages, consumer behavior, dividend payouts, and product pricing strategies. It's a complex symphony of signals.
Absolutely. And looking at the summary table, we identified key factors. The concentrated announcement period suggests a coordinated response, but carries a risk of overlooking individual company nuances. ADP and Snap-on as leaders provide insights into broad labor and skilled trade markets, but we need broader representation.
Inflationary pressures are a major driver, necessitating increases but also posing challenges if cost-push inflation outpaces wage growth. Wage growth dynamics indicate a competitive labor market or inflation's impact, presenting challenges for businesses balancing wages with profitability.
And corporate confidence is signaled by these increases, suggesting optimism, but it also puts pressure on non-announcing companies to compete for talent and market share. It's a clear picture of interconnected economic forces at play.
Indeed. This comprehensive look at the November surge provides valuable insights into the current economic climate and potential future trends. It really underscores how interconnected these financial decisions are across the business world.
Thanks for breaking that down with me. That covers the entire blog article, from introduction to conclusion and the detailed summary.
My pleasure. It's always fascinating to decode these economic signals together.